views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that were just listening during the past hour, I want to welcome you all back. And for those of you that are just tuning us in, turning us on, wherever you're listening to the show from, we want to welcome you to the show. I want to say a big shout out from my buddy, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Oddly doodly, neighbor.
All right. We're doing great. Guess what? Our buddy, Dr. Friedemann Chow, this is our show today with him. He is giving birth to a fabulous new book. And I have to tell you, Benny, you know, you and I have worked with Dr. Friedemann. You know, we've hung out with him. He's been a regular on the show for a number of years. It has been so amazing to watch, you know, what he has truly stepped into and all of the really juicy good things he's doing to the doing in the world. His book is fabulous. And don't you think we should, like, give him, like, a super round of applause?
I think so, too. And he's actually here in the studio with me, so it's kind of cool. It's the boys in the studio, you know. It's like the boys in the bathroom type thing. But, yeah, a round of applause.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the boys in the bathroom thing. That's good. Dr. Friedemann Chow, everyone. The Fear and Anxiety Solution, Breakthrough Healing and Empowerment Through Your Subconscious Mind, with this fabulous author, Dr. Friedemann Chow of Cellular Wisdom. For those of you that are just hearing the show for the first time, don't really know who he is or what he has done and is doing, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a mega personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He works with people all over the globe, and he helps folks just break through whatever is holding them back, whatever they're stuck in the muck, it doesn't matter. You know, he has found that the body-mind-spirit connection is one of the most powerful resources for healing and change. He has a phenomenal accelerated personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He uses mind-activating technologies, neuro-linguistic programming, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and much more. He has decided to take a very powerful and much needed message out into the world with his fabulous brand new book, which we're going to hear about because it's not even out yet. We're going to hear about the Fear and Anxiety Solution. It's an incredible book. We're thrilled to have you here, Dr. Friedemann. Welcome to the show and happy birthday almost.
Thank you. It's not quite there. I'm still in labor, but November 7th will be the official big launch with a big campaign, which I invite everyone to join. And I think we actually have a show with you on that day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be quite exciting and a nice celebration.
Yes. And I love this because now we're going to be able to give away copies of your book.
That's right.
This is so cool. I love this. I mean, you know, part of this is for those of us here at the show, Linda and I were talking about this the other day. We were talking about how wonderful it is that, you know, I've been able to hang out with you and many others for so many years, and we've watched each other grow. You know, we've watched each other step into different aspects of our lives. I was talking, you know, with Dr. Thane earlier about a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Darvish. And now here you are. You know, you have been a regular on the show for so many years. You know, you've helped so many people across the globe. I want to ask you about your book, but I want to ask you more about the message. fear and anxiety, are we at epidemic proportion with this? I mean, you know, what is it about this book that you were so called forward to write? And how is your work now helping people around the globe?
You know, I have to say fear and anxiety is certainly the epidemic of the 21st century. We have been so struggling with this emotional concern that basically most of our illnesses, you know, the chronic stress-related illnesses, are the number one reason for mortality and also for illness while you are at the workplace. So it's definitely has been a problem for a long time. And the bigger problem is that we still, until, you know, recently, haven't really found a simple solution to overcome these emotions. Fear and anxiety is just something that most of us feel paralyzed with, overwhelmed by. It adds to it that we often feel then in doubt of ourselves, insecure, unsafe. There are a lot of things and layers to fear and anxiety that make it really difficult to wrap our minds around it. And what most people have been doing, and this is unfortunately a trend, they were, you know, tending to grab the pill and trying to medically and pharmaceutically deal with fear and anxiety and stopped working on the more psychological aspects of it. And there has been a study that showed that the consumption of anti-anxiety medication went up and the visits to therapists went down. And that's a trend that is not necessarily very healthy because, although I'm not opposed to medication, it's certainly not that what addresses the root cause. It can be a stepping stone. It can help you to break through a vicious cycle where you feel trapped in. But there is something about fear and anxiety that is a message that you need to understand. It's a symptom that you need to address the deeper reasons for, and that's what the fear and anxiety solution can really help you with.
You know, I want to ask you about something that I personally was very struck by. I got a sneak preview of the book. One of the things that right out of the gate, Dr. Friedman, and you know, how did I know you would do this? You know, you dedicated the book to your parents. And I want to talk about this for a minute because you opened the book in the introduction talking about this. You know, I would love for the listeners to know, first of all, how deeply touched you were by your parents and being raised by them. But also, I would also like to let them know is, you know, what you were struck by in terms of their passing.
Well, my parents were both doctors, general practitioners, working in a very small town in the Black Forest. And at the time when they had their practice, being a doctor was much more than somebody who just prescribes, you know, medication. It's actually also, a caregiver for the mind and the soul. My parents did everyday house visits. My dad, at the beginning of his practice, even did home deliveries. Most of the people in this small town at a certain age were actually hand-delivered, literally, by my dad. So it was really a kind of a different era and a different way of being integrated in people's lives as a doctor. And I always loved how my parents saw a human being as a whole unit and not just focusing on the certain aspects that seemed to be wrong. And one of the aspects my dad really taught me is that really to respect that we have the inner healer inside, no matter what age you are. And he always gave people hope and an understanding that they have the ability to heal. He's there to help them and support them, but there is something inside of them that they can tap into that helps them to get well. And that's something that I found really, you know, throughout my career as a physician, very unique, because I didn't see that in other colleagues that I saw, you know, throughout working in university hospitals, where it's very much more mechanical. You have 10 minutes for a patient and then you move on. So I loved this personal relationship that they had. Now, when my parents passed very shortly after one another, one morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and had a full-blown panic attack, and I didn't have a panic attack for years. I mean, I was definitely a person who had his own struggles with fear and anxiety, but that was really a completely surprising experience for me. And at that moment, I just wondered, what's going on? Why am I feeling so panicked? And knowing about the power of the subconscious, knowing about the deeper root causes of the fear and anxiety, I really took a moment, took a few breaths, and then went inside and asked myself, what's really going on? What am I afraid of? And I clearly felt that there was a part of me that was simply completely overwhelmed by the fact that he is now an orphan, that basically the parents passed. And the question that came up that I heard in the back of my mind over and over again, what's going to happen to me now? Who will take care of me? Am I safe now? So that question, of course, was something that rationally didn't make any sense because, you know, I have been taking care of myself since decades, but there was this deeper feeling of a part of mine that the parents still were this foundation, the safety net, and they are gone now. And when I turned inward and really addressed that voice, addressed that part of me, not just, you know, in a way that was logical, but in a way that was actually compassionate, understanding, as if you're addressing a child, within a few minutes, the whole anxiety disappeared, and I felt completely different. It never came back. I grieved, of course. I mean, you always go through these processes, but that sense of falling into the void, the sense of panic was gone and never came back. And that was one of those moments where I realized, you know, there is something very powerful when we learn to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Because, you know, one of the things I love, Dr. Friedman, is, you know, you and I get to chat about the fact that we are really pretty much just about like everybody else listening to the show, you know? I mean, we get afraid, we get anxious. But, you know, here's the thing. I love what you put in this book. I love how you really lead us through a conversation that ultimately points to a solution. We're going to take a short break. For those of you that are tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today. We are so thrilled to be talking about his upcoming book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, Breakthrough Healing and Empowerment Through Your Subconscious Mind. We want to give a shout out and thanks to our friends at Sounds True for taking this book to the forefront. When we come back, we'll be talking about some of the underpinnings of fear and anxiety, what it is you can do to be aware of it, what are some of the aspects of change that Dr. Friedman talks about in the book, and more importantly, how you can get your copy. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. Or go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about my very special guest, Dr. Friedman Schaub, you can go to CellularWisdom.com. But to also find out more about the book, we have a special website that we'd love to give you for that as well. You know, the book that Dr. Friedman has put out is, first of all, it's amazing. It's called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, A Breakthrough Process for Healing and Empowerment with Your Subconscious Mind. And what I love about the book is you get to know Dr. Friedman at a really personal level as well, because he shares stories, and I so related to some of them. You know, the whole idea of sitting at your desk, breaking out into a sweat, having your heart go into palpitations, you know, because of a work situation or otherwise, it's so what every one of us goes through at certain points of time. And I want to just make sure everybody out there knows that the book is coming out, Dr. Friedman. Tell everyone when the book will be available, and let's give them the website as well.
The book website is thefearandanxietysolution.com, all in one word, thefearandanxietysolution.com. And the official launch is November 2nd. You can already pre-order it at Amazon and other places. And then there is a special campaign with bonus gifts, which will be on November 7th. So if you order on November 7th through the website, and we'll send out also definitely emails. You are also a part of this amazing committee of supporters. Then you get bonuses, amazing bonuses from different people and sources. There have been 60 people signing up for this campaign that will provide you with special gifts. That will happen on November 7th. And so if you can hold yourself back for that, that's great. If you don't want to wait, purchase it now and get it delivered by November 2nd.
Well, you know, I love what Dr. Bernie Siegel has said about the book. And, you know, I mean, Dr. Bernie is amazing, right? You know that.
I'm a big fan, yes.
Oh, yeah, me too. One of the things that he said is, you know, he says that, and this is his testimonial, he said, this book will help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. We are created with the potential to heal our wounds, but we must be ready to step forward, practice, participate in the process, and not live with the fear and anxiety of failure. You know, that's one of the things he says. And, you know, throughout the book, Dr. Friedman, you so share so many personal stories about your own journey with fear and anxiety. What has this been like for you to be able to capture the essence of your own journey in a book, but more importantly, in a book that has a solution?
Well, you know, I think what I learned about fear and anxiety in general, whether it's about me or about the many clients I worked with, that there is something about it that's a loud noise that we try to ignore. And sometimes it's just like the annoying white humming of a refrigerator, but it's still something that can really distort the way you are experiencing life. You know, a simple example is when you are watching a movie, and I have to say I'm not a big fan of any kind of horror movies or scary movies, so I usually turn down the volume when it gets really, really, you know, intense. And so you turn down the volume, you see the pictures, it's not so bad anymore. And the same thing happens with inside of us. You know, when you're seeing a nice scene like on the beach, and you would have as a background music some, you know, really nice love music with guitars and pianos, you would say, oh yeah, that's romantic. And then you hear the music of Jaws or something, you know, scary. You think, okay, now there is a shark coming out right away. It really changes everything. And emotions are exactly like that. When we have fear and anxiety, it is basically creating our experiencing more than any other emotion. We are looking at the world as a place that is not safe, as a place that we are not fitting in or we are not good enough. And because it determines so much how we live and how we experience our life and how much we are able to give and share our gifts with the world, it is such an important topic to address. And it's not... And that's the key that I found that is so important also in my personal journey. It is not about getting rid of fear and anxiety. It's not about abolishing it or demonizing it and saying you shouldn't feel fear and anxiety. It is about understanding it. It's about really to listen to what actually the deeper messages are of fear and anxiety, addressing them, and by doing so, actually growing and finding more of your center and being more empowered because of it. And in the book, of course, I write about my experiences. I write about experiences that clients have that I worked with. But I also give a very specific step-by-step process that you can go through chapter by chapter that leads you through letting go of the root causes, resolving those deeper root causes of fear and anxiety, and then being able to find actually much more about the truth of who you are. Now, the problem that we often are facing is that we want to get rid of something, but then we are not replacing it with something else. You know, if you really listen to people that have been anxious for a long time and you are digging into the deepest fears, one of them is that once I let go of the anxiety, who will I be? What if I let go and I don't like what comes out? And really helping people to overcome that fear and realize there is so much more inside of you that you haven't been able to see because of these layers of fear and anxiety. That's one of the key aspects of the book.
You know, one of the things that I was rereading the book again, because I did get an advanced copy of it, you know, and one of the things that I was really struck by is the, you know, how wonderfully you introduce these concepts and ideas and talk about wholeness. And, you know, this idea of resolving inner conflicts, and I want to talk for a little bit about that, if you don't mind, because we don't really zoom in and say, oh, my gosh, I'm having an inner conflict today. But there is a level of awareness that you talk about in the book that could really help us.
Yeah, inner conflicts are, you know, one of the root causes of fear and anxiety, and because these root causes are anchored not in our intellect, not in our conscious awareness, they're anchored and stemming from our subconscious. Sometimes we overlook those root causes. We live with them, we act accordingly to them, but we are not necessarily aware of them until we stop and really look at them. And sometimes, you know, this is what this book and also the work I'm offering can help you with. Sometimes you need an outside map, somebody who guides you, somebody who shows you, you know, why don't you look at fear and anxiety, and especially at that aspect of fear and anxiety, from that angle, the angle of that inner conflict. And what that inner conflict basically is about is that most people who are struggling with fear and anxiety are in a tug of war with themselves. There is a part of them that feels anxious, a part of them that feels not good enough or that doesn't feel safe, and then employs specific protective strategies like, I don't want to just deal with the world. I want to hide out. I am very vigilant, looking for potential danger. Other protective strategies of this part can also be that you feel that you have to be perfect or that you have to please all the time. But whatever you do from that aspect of you, it always makes fear and anxiety worse because it just perpetuates the notion of either not feeling safe, not fitting in, not being good enough. And then there is another side. There's a side that desires to have a life that is more filled with joy, that brings more fulfillment, success. And that side pulls you in the other direction. And that says, no, let's be brave and get out and find a new job. Let's be brave and get out and move into a new city or write a book. But as soon as that side comes up and has the motivation to make a change, the other side comes back in and says, no, 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 we cannot do this. Are you kidding me? You're not good enough. Who do you think you are? And so that inner tennis match, that wrestling match with yourself is one of the keys why people feel stuck when they have fear and anxiety. Now, the good news is once you have the awareness and once you know who actually is fighting whom, you can work with both sides and find resolution in a way that helps you to ultimately find a greater sense of wholeness and a greater sense of congruency with yourself. And that's not even that difficult to do. And the book describes exactly how to do that.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. You know, we're talking about fear and anxiety. When we come back, we're going to tap into this notion of providing oneself with a solution. The question is, if I am challenged, if all of us are challenged, how do we deal with this? Is it possible to change? And what is change anyway? Does it bring us to a place of peace? Can it bring us to a place of anxiety? And when do we know what is right for us? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll talk about the role of the subconscious mind. Is it friend or is it foe? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Everybody, welcome back. You know, I have so loved taking this journey with Dr. Friedemann Chow. I can't tell you how amazing it is to have the job that I have and to do the work that I'm doing. You know, because you get to watch a seed get planted. Then you get to see how it gets watered. Then you get to see how amazingly well and quick it grows and how hardy it is. And that seed is the seed of healing that Dr. Friedemann Chow has planted. Now, you know, he is world renowned. His work, he works with people all across the globe. It is exciting to be part of the upcoming release of his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Many of you work with him. You know how to do that. If you don't know how to schedule a session with him, I'm going to make it really easy for you. You can certainly go to cellularwisdom.com, but also you should know that he has been and has always done free telephone consultations. So I just want to tell all of you that if you want to schedule a free phone consultation with Dr. Friedemann, what you can do is just call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. And you'll find out how the Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program can help you overcome your challenges and receive your goals. As a matter of fact, during the show today, you're going to hear quite a bit about that. But the subconscious mind is what we were talking about before the break. Dr. Friedemann, it has been so cool to kind of hang out with you here for these bunch of years and, you know, just be part of this. And the book is phenomenal. I was blown away the first time I read it, and now I've reread it, and of course I picked up some things that I didn't get the first time. So it just talks to you about where I am with fear and anxiety, right? But thank you so much for doing what you do.
Well, you know, I told you during the break that I have been reading through certain chapters recently, and I'm still amazed sometimes what's in the book, and I'm wondering sometimes who wrote that, because it's just, you know, there's information in that I think is really important and it really speaks to you. But what I really enjoy about the book is that you can work with each chapter individually and you can get a result from each chapter. So each chapter really gives you insights and also tools that you can use right away to make a difference in your life, and it builds on each other. In some ways, it's basically going from understanding the anxiety to a deeper and deeper and deeper level, and there are processes in there that really touch on the deepest level of your subconscious, processes that allow you to release the patterns of fear and anxiety, the patterns of feeling insecure or feeling stuck, and really resolve them from the beginning where they started. And when you resolve these patterns, what you're able to do is not only to find peace with the past, but you also learn to know yourself better, and you outgrow them, literally. Like Carl Jung always said, healing is not a matter of getting rid of something. Healing is a matter of outgrowing the problem, and that's exactly what you're doing. And we have actually offered Sounds True and also the Fear and Anxiety Solution.com. We have actually some of the processes of the book as downloads, abbreviated downloads that you can get for free. Because sometimes it's hard when you go to a process working with the subconscious and read and then go inside and work with your subconscious, you know, most of those deeper processes, you have your eyes closed. So it's a little bit hard to read when your eyes are closed. So you have actually the opportunity to go through abbreviated processes by downloading them. And the full extent processes are also available as a CD set that you can purchase through Amazon or Sounds True. So if you rather like to listen to the book and rather like to get a voice guiding you through it, that's definitely also an opportunity for you to have.
I love it. You know, Dr. Friedman, this is really, it's really kind of cool. You know, I mean, some of the things you talked about earlier about the subconscious mind and how it works, let's just talk about it a little bit. Because, you know, as I said before the break, the subconscious mind, friend or foe, or maybe both. What is it?
Well,
which
it's, you know, it may appear like not necessarily a friend. It may appear like more the enemy or this obscure part of you that you don't really trust because it only causes trouble. But at the end of it, when you really look at what the subconscious actually has been doing for you, why it has been doing those things for you, and how it actually wants you to give it specific guidance and direction, you cannot look at it any different than the most faithful servant that you ever can imagine. Your subconscious is here for two reasons. One is to keep you safe, to protect you, and the other is to please you. These are the only prime directives of the subconscious, so it's really not something that wants to work against you. But the problem is that the subconscious, for lack of a better word, gets programmed early in our lives. And that means that when you are little, you take on certain aspects and insights of your life's experience and really take them as, well, this is what my life is about. Let's say you are in an upbringing that is not very stable and you struggle and you feel neglected or you feel criticized. On a subconscious level, this information is taken on, and in order, again, to keep you safe and protect you, it will come up with a solution for this problem. And the solution is often to be afraid, to make yourself smaller, to hide out. And so it tries to do its best to make you survive. As you grow up, you will understand, oh, okay, I'm not in this situation anymore. I have learned. I know consciously I'm capable. But your subconscious still runs the same protective strategies over and over again because you haven't learned how to directly work with your subconscious to change them. So that's what this inner conflict is about that we talked about earlier, that there is definitely a part of you that's still stuck in the past and another part of you that is already in the now heading for the future, but you feel held back. And by learning, and this is not what you learn in school, you don't learn it necessarily at your job. By learning how to communicate with your subconscious, you can direct your subconscious and bring it back into alignment with now and with yourself becoming current so that you are actually able to let go of the past and truly are able to move forward. And it's like, you know, when you have a GPS and you're driving around and you're wondering, why do I go in circles? What's going on? There's always a detour. There's always something that doesn't allow me to reach my goals. And then you realize, oh, this is still the old programming from, you know, being in Kansas. But you're not in Kansas anymore. You're now somewhere else, let's say in Seattle. So you have to change this programming and get it updated. And then you can actually find your way around. Now, as I said before, this is not about getting rid of fear and anxiety. This is about getting rid and healing the root causes. And then for the future, the next time you feel fear and anxiety, knowing exactly what to do, knowing exactly how to address it so that the emotion doesn't overwhelm you, that it doesn't keep you trapped, but instead that you can actually use the information the fear and anxiety give you to your benefit, to continue to grow and continue to evolve and also to succeed.
Well, you know, one of the things you talk about in the book is, you know, this idea of being trapped. you know, trapped in a limiting belief. And I want to talk about that for a minute. And I know we're going to be joined here shortly by someone. We have a guest caller calling into the show. But I wanted to talk about a trapped belief because it's hard to really get in touch with a trapped belief if you don't even know that you're having one. And I think this is what this is part of the dilemma for people. You talk about this in the book as awareness. But there's a level of awareness that we can have about an everyday life. But this idea of being trapped in a particular belief and that belief being limited, I mean, that particular thing right there, that could keep us running around in circles for decades.
Absolutely, yeah. And limiting beliefs are so tricky because often we actually take them as facts and not as limitations. You know, often we just say to ourselves, of course I know it will not work out. Of course I know that I will never find someone who really loves me. And it's stated as a fact and not identified as, this is actually a limiting belief, and that's a limiting belief that comes from way back. And so you will, in the book, learn a very simple process to identify not only the beliefs that may be more on the surface, that you know they don't make me feel good, they hold me back, but to actually track them down to their deeper root cause. Track them down to the level to where they actually really come from. And, you know, you can look at a tree and you can see the branches as these daily negative thoughts, the daily limitations that you put into your head. But when you actually now follow those branches down into the roots, you realize there is one or two core beliefs, fundamental beliefs that basically make all these other beliefs possible. And so when you change that belief, which will you learn in the book, and you can release the belief and take on a belief that mm-hmm. you choose now, all these yeah. other thoughts fall away. All these other right. expressions will just be gone, and you truly feel free from that entrapment of the limiting belief.
Oh, it's so powerful. Now, Dr. Friedman, we have someone that's called into the show, so you know, why don't you introduce our caller?
Friedman, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Very good.
Well, you know, we talked the other day that she's actually a listener of the Dr. Pat Show. And after one of the shows, I think you felt called to call in and make an appointment and work on your challenges, right?
Yes, I sure did. I did. I actually heard you talk to another one of your clients, and I thought, gosh, if they got that, what could I do?
And so what were the challenges in regards to fear and anxiety that you were dealing with?
Well, first of all, my business had gotten really slow. I'm in a very long-term marriage, and things change, and I am a baby boomer. So you get to an age where it's like, gee, I got to do better than I'm doing. And I got into a depression. Mm. All I did was watch TV and let me tell you, that doesn't help you. And that's when I decided, you know, I got to do something. And then I heard you and I heard your client and I made the call. Best day of my life.
So what would you say, you know, was one of those insights about limiting beliefs that you have discovered about yourself? Did you?
Well, mm-hmm. I think one of the insights is that you really actually can shift it and change it. And it actually holds. I always thought, well, you can change it, but what do you do next week when it comes back? But you learn the tools so that you can overcome that it's coming back. You know where to go when you start to have some of those old beliefs and those old ideas in your head that are talking to you. You know what to do with it to keep yourself where you want to be, which is on the good and of the understanding that the subconscious really does support you and wants you to be happy.
And, you know, right now, I think it was so interesting when we talked, Ro told me that she had at the beginning all these doubts about making a decision, right? I think you were really struggling about knowing, can I really do this? Is this really the right thing to do? And you were more deferring to others than you were actually feeling you know what you're doing and you know what you want. And how has that changed for you?
I wasn't trusting myself on anything I was doing. I was letting other people asking for advice and looking at it and trying to figure out which way to go. Now I realize that I've learned that trusting myself and also trusting the universe to take care of me, and they're always there. And the more you deal with that and learn how to experience that, the easier life becomes. And you can trust yourself and your own decisions. So it gives you a lot of empowerment, a lot.
And how does that trust feel like to you? What do you feel like has really changed on a day-to-day basis?
I feel much lighter. I feel much easier on myself. I don't do this any self-criticism. It just feels so good. And everything can turn into good and happy. And when there's tough things, you know where to go to get the help. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know, another aspect Ro told me was also about getting really triggered by what other people are doing. And that's also an issue that really has dramatically changed for you, hasn't it?
Yes, very much so. Very much so that you get to make your own decisions for how you see things and what you think. And it doesn't have to always be negative. It can be, you have to let the other person go through their own issues and deal with themselves. You can't change anybody else, only yourself. And it's very empowering to know that you can take care of yourself.
And how long did you struggle before? How many years do you think you were dealing with anxiety and insecurity?
Too many. But in the last couple of years, it's been really, really bad. And now it's you know, I really spent a quality time with you, and it didn't take as long as I thought. And it's really life-changing for me. It's been phenomenal.
You know, the beauty about working, you know, with the subconscious, what you also experienced was that you track down those beliefs to your childhood. And so most of those challenges you really had since decades. And it took you 6 sessions to make a transformation that really changed your life fundamentally. And I think it was very nice to, you know, to see how, although certain things haven't changed exteriorly, internally you're completely different and you experience life with much more fulfillment and joy, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's so very true, so very true. And yes, much of it came from, you know, lifelong. It doesn't happen in a week or a day. It's what you learned as a child that you think is part of you that really isn't.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story and really helping people to also realize I can change. It is possible to make a difference.
You actually can. I'm excited about your book.
Me too.
You know, Ro, I wanna say something to you, Ro. Thank you so much, first of all, for calling in. But I think there's something else that you represent, and I didn't want to just have everybody blow by it. You know, for those of us, what did you refer to yourself as, a baby boomer, right?
Yeah.
For those of us boomers that are out there, and you know who you are, there's a lot of us out there. You know, somehow we have come to believe in time that, you know, our lives are, quote, coming to an end. But that's not the reality. And I think what you're demonstrating is that empowerment takes on a life of its own. It doesn't matter where you are, how old you are, how young you are, or what you're stuck in the middle of. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes, I totally now believe it's never too late, never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Ro, thank you for your courage. Thank you so much. And we're all waiting for Dr. Friedman's book, right?
Yes
we are.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Dr. Friedman, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because we've had several folks come on, people that work with you. And I would encourage everyone out there, if you are stuck, as you heard, you know, with Ro, give Dr. Friedman a call. You know, take a moment, Dr. Friedman, and give out your website again for your work, as well as for the book, and your phone number.
So you can either look at thefearandanxietysolution.com, in one word, or cellularwisdom.com in one word. And call us or email us. The phone number is 866-903-6463. And as Dr. Pat said, I'm working with clients literally all over the world. So usually this goes via Skype or over the phone. It works tremendously well, actually, to do this change from the comfort of your own home, simply because you are changing and your environment is changing too. There is something about anchoring the changes into your home as you're going through these processes that actually accelerates the impact that you're making on your daily life. So, you know, for those of you who feel like, well, shouldn't I come into an office? Should I do this, you know, face-to-face? Well, when you do Skype, you do face-to-face, but you actually benefit more from doing this from a familiar place than going somewhere into a place that is beautiful and certainly relaxing, but it's not your home. Because ultimately what you want to change is your life and not just feeling good somewhere else and then, you know, facing the challenges of your environment while you're, you know, coming back from a session.
Well, you know, part of this is also, you know, folks really getting to, you know, understand the power of your work, just the way that Ro talked about it. We're all so proud of you, Dr. Friedman, and we just absolutely love everything you're doing. I wanted to ask you one last question, and this has to do with your personal message, but it also has to do with something you say in the book, and I think it's towards the end. You know, you talk about keep moving forward, I think is what you say. You say keep moving forward, you know, and what that implies is that movement in itself is empowering. And I wanted you to just talk about that in closing, why that's important, and what's your personal message?
I think the movement in itself is important because energy is emotions are basically energy in motion. So when you feel trapped in your emotion and your fear and anxiety, often you do not move. And movement doesn't mean physical movement necessarily. It means that you make a decision to get off the fence, to really leave this comfort zone that actually is much more oppressing and suffocating than you may have realized, and say, I make a decision to believe that I can make a change. Others have done it before. I can do it as well. Everyone of you that is listening right now, who is dealing with fear and anxiety, can find a solution. It's inside of you. It's right there. All you need to do is sometimes to have the guidance, the direction to know how to reach it. But it's there. Believe it, look for it, and keep moving forward to it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Friedman Chow. You know, I love, love, love. I can't wait. You're going to be on the show now when the book comes out. So let's talk about, you know, the next show you and I are going to do. It's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, on November 7th, we're going to have the book release show, and it's going to be all about also this amazing offering and promotion that has been put together by a fabulous company called Hasmark that really is linked and connected to fabulous teachers and healers that have offered their time and their insights to support the birth of the book. And so November 7, tune in and get very special gifts once you receive the book.
I love it. Dr. Friedman Chow, everyone. Wow. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Mr. Benny, thank you for another fabulous day of Transformative Talk Radio. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Shooting an apple off my
living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.